Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Our hearts must be heavy and concerned at the events of the world that are swirling around the world. And we are all in great distress, but there is hope always. Today, I'd like to speak to you about the beginning of the end. And this is where our Lord Jesus have told us that before he comes, many things will happen, epidemics in various places, wars and rumors of wars and epidemics, pestilences, and persecution. But we shall not be distressed. Let us look to the scripture for Luke chapter 17. I'd like to concentrate just on the days of Lot, although we have been told there are also days of Noah, example when Christ will come. Luke chapter 17, verse 28 and 29. Likewise also, it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Remember Lot's wife. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that we will be not only sober, watchful, and trusting that the Lord will deliver us from the great tribulation. Now, the condition in Sodom and Gomorrah was intolerable. It was full of sin, homosexuality, and iniquity, lawlessness abounded. And the people just lived life as per normal, although they did not know that destruction will rain upon them soon. The people in Sodom and Gomorrah, in their prosperity, they became ungodly, licentious, they were lustful and sensual. There was rampant homosexuality, and God had to destroy this city. And he made a condemnation that Sodom and Gomorrah will be destroyed by fire and brimstone. Having said this through the angels, the Abraham, when he first heard it, bargained with the angels and said, Lord, will you destroy the city, even though there are 10 righteous people? And so there were not even 10. Secondly, Lot was given this message, and he told this to his sons-in-law. But Lot's lifestyle and character lacked what we call gravitas. He had no sobriety, seriousness in his conduct and speech. So the son-in-law laughed at him and said, you must be joking. And Lot himself, because he was so deeply into the world, he lingered on while the angels warned him of the impending disaster. Lot's wife also, she was told not, all of them were told not to look back, but she looked back and became a pillar of salt. So while they dilly-dallied, the angels snatched them from the impending and future fire. And even after being delivered, he bargained with the angels that he be sent to Zoar, a smaller city away from Sodom, but at least there was some a town there where he could live comfortably. Well, God is merciful to his children, and God remembered Abraham, and his grace and mercy extended to Abraham and to Lot and to his family. But the response was, they laughed at him. They think it was a joke. So the world now we live in is in serious trouble, and the war in Ukraine and Russia has not been has been put into the back burner, because now something more serious. The Hamas has attacked Israel, and now the world is on edge whether it will end up as a world war or not. Now, having condemned and having warned, God gave them the comfort and the assurance that he sent angels to warn and to save Lot and family. Now, the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter, he writes that he is now in the last days of his earthly life. And he wanted the people to remember what he has spoken to them. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, he says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. At the end of 2 Peter, he encourages the believers to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is found in the first passage in chapter 1, where Peter asks the believers that God's power will help them to attain to this godliness through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we all have saving faith, but to grow in grace and in knowledge of Jesus Christ, you must add to your faith. You must add virtue and knowledge, temperance, self-control, patience and godliness, and brotherly kindness and charity. He said that if you have all these developed in you, you will neither be barren, you will not be short-sighted. You will be able to see the signs of the times. You will be able to see God's plan for your life. Yes, it's through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ that we will know this. And he gave his assurance to the believers that he was an eyewitness of the Lord Jesus in his transfiguration. And he says that you must trust the word of God, which is a more sure word of prophecy. We have just completed our Reformation Sunday, and sola scriptura, we have to trust in God's word wholly. So what should a church member do at this time? Firstly, he should be watchful. He should be prayerful. He should be sober. So he should build on the truth of God. He should pray, being guided by the Holy Ghost. And he must have eternity's values in view. How sad it is that God gave us so many opportunities to save ourselves from the fiery conflagration which shall envelop the whole world. And so we are told as believers, we are encouraged. The Apostle Peter writes here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, verse 10. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. We have heard of so many fires. Now the latest is Queensland having multiple fires. And in Maui, Hawaii, the whole town was devastated by a fire. Yes, fire is so destructive. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? As believers, we must keep looking up. We must look for and hasten on for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the heavens will be on fire, dissolved, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Looking up for what? We're looking for the promise of God, for his new heavens and new earth. So, as we look to that great and glorious day when the Lord Jesus will deliver us from this earthly tribulation, period of great tribulation, we remember that you are to be diligent, diligent. Peter was not negligent in warning and encouraging his believers, but he told them that you are to be diligent, found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. So verse 18 says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Add to your faith knowledge, patience, temperance, godliness, brotherly kindness. If you have all these with you, you will not be short-sighted. You will be able to see clearly. And I want to leave you all with this word of comfort. Yes, every day, cry out, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly and save this world from all this destruction and war and disease and suffering. And finally, in the book of Revelation, he says, surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, how we thank and praise thee that, Lord, though the world is in turmoil, and that, Lord, there is much suffering, much disease and death and destruction and displacement, yet, Father, the children of the living and true God shall always have this confidence that we have a true and living God, Almighty Father, who is able to save to the uttermost. Lord, may thou help thy children these days to be sober, to know that the end is coming soon, and that, Lord, we have to prepare ourselves for that great and glorious day when we will be united with Jesus Christ once again. Thank you, Father, for your words of warning, words of exhortation, and the words of comfort. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.